With oil prices falling, members of OPEC are holding an emergency meeting in Vienna today. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries is trying to maintain a target price of $25 a barrel by limiting supply. There's concern within OPEC that since the war in Iraq is over, future Iraqi oil exports will create an excess supply. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Vienna. When is Iraqi oil going to hit the market?
Well, there's some ready for sale right now in a Turkish port. We understand that the southern oil fields are in pretty good shape. Generally, experts are saying that oil sales could resume as early as June, but there are still major legal and diplomatic concerns surrounding the sale of Iraq's oil. Right now, production is tied up in what might be described as a sort of cat's cradle of the oil for food program. Under international law, the trade sanctions, which cover oil sales, can only end when Iraq is deemed free of weapons of mass destruction. So in a strictly legal sense, it's up to the UN to say when Iraq can come online again, regardless of its technical capability. There's a related problem, which is who represents Iraq in the eyes of the international community. For that, you would need, one would assume, an Iraqi government. Although Washington has been saying that this isn't completely necessary to sell oil on behalf, as it is claiming, of the Iraqi people. Still, buyers have made it clear they're afraid of lawsuits and of paying twice for Iraqi oil. So even if the U.S. government says it wants to sell, it may not find buyers.
Well, is Iraq represented at this meeting today in Vienna?
Well, no, there's no Iraqi government, and there was no representative. There was a rumor that a self-appointed delegate in Baghdad, a former general named Jawdat al-Obeidi, would attend, but he was apparently warned away by the State Department. It said that any decision about who represents Iraq's oil was a decision for a future Iraqi government. American officials have reportedly been trying to find Iraqis to run Iraq's oil industry at the top level and having a hard time. You have to remember that the Iraqi oil industry was nationalized in the early 1970s, and the people who have refused say they don't want to be seen as working for the benefit of American corporate or government interests.
What are the oil ministers deciding today?
Well, today the nitty-gritty is all about keeping prices at a nice, profitable level, at about $25 a barrel, as you were saying. The way you do that is to limit supply. Before the war, prices went beyond $30 a barrel. There were fears of a supply shortage as Iraqi production was cut off. OPEC members made up for it, particularly Saudi Arabia. And now we have the opposite problem. The taps are open, and there's a fear that too much oil may flood the market. The barrel yesterday was at $26 a barrel, and that's part of a downward trend. The two possible ways, and we'll find out how they do this, of reducing supply is to cut back on emergency wartime production or just getting the OPEC members to actually respect quotas because they actually cheat quite a bit.
Well, how does Iraq play into these calculations?
Well, the ministers here say they're not thinking about Iraq, but it's clear that they are concerned about what will happen in the future in OPEC when a new government is found. It's a big, big factor of instability, a big unknown, a big question mark. Iraq was producing about 2 million barrels a day. It has the world's second largest oil reserves, so that number could go up much, much higher. And there's no idea really about how Iraqi output will be. There are fears that Iraq could end a sort of four-year grace period of relatively high prices, fears even that Iraq might leave OPEC or not respect its quotas, which are the basis of the cartel, and that would mechanically weaken the price-fixing mechanisms. Iran's oil minister was even saying that it would be a bad idea for Iraq to leave OPEC. That just gives you an idea, even though it's only speculation at this point, of how big the question marks are here today.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Vienna.